From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Monday to expand his country's military operations against more Kurdish strongholds in Syria after ousting Kurds from their enclave in Afrin. Erdogan said Turkish forces would now target the Syrian city of Manbij, along with Ain al-Arab, also known as Kobani, and other towns along the Turkish-Syrian border to the east of the Euphrates River. The expanded fight could lead to conflict with NATO ally the United States. The border region is controlled by U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish forces, with U.S. troops stationed in Manbij as part of the effort to eradicate the Islamic State terrorist group. A Pentagon spokesman told reporters Monday, "We've made it very clear that our troops are there." He said American defense officials remain in close contact with Turkish defense officials. A Syrian government minister on Monday said some rebels in eastern Ghouta may soon agree to withdraw from the opposition enclave or accept rule by the Syrian state. The Syrian army has been making major advances into the area. Syrian government forces have splintered eastern Ghouta into three separate zones in a month-long assault to crush the last major opposition stronghold near Damascus. South Korean prosecutors on Monday asked for the approval of a court to arrest former President Lee Myung-bak on corruption allegations. They said they believed he would destroy evidence in the case if he was not arrested. The prosecutors interviewed Lee for hours last week. They're accusing him of the theft of millions of dollars from the country's intelligence agency. This is VOA News. The UN aid chief Mark Lowcock says humanitarian needs have doubled in Congo over the past year as a result of conflict.
13 million people need humanitarian assistance. More than 4.6 million children are acutely malnourished, including 2.2 million suffering severe acute malnutrition.
Lowcock told the UN Security Council on Monday that the Congo is experiencing, quote, mushrooming epidemics, including the worst outbreak of cholera in 15 years. He also said there is an epidemic of sexual violence, most of it unreported and unaddressed, and much of it against children. Governments need to rely more on green water management to ensure a healthy planet and meet the needs of a fast-growing global population. That is one of the messages in a new study from the UN's cultural and scientific organization, UNESCO. Launched at a World Water Conference in Brazil this month, the study considers the many benefits of natural water infrastructure like wetlands, urban gardens, and sustainable farming practices.
Some communities are building artificial wetlands to fight flooding and pollution. Others, like the Indian state of Rajasthan, have adopted more sustainable soil and water management practices that boost harvests and fight drought, growing challenges in the future. Stefan Uhlenbrock is coordinator of UNESCO's World Water Assessment Program, which authored the study.
We have to grow some 50% more food in the next 30 to 40 years. So to do that, we have to think of how can we do that without cutting more forests, cutting more trees, and trying to develop more land, which is hardly possible in many places around the world.
Experts say greener water management can help to increase agricultural production by 20%, which may prove key in feeding a global population expected to reach nearly 10 billion by 2050. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A self-driving car has hit and killed a woman in the southwestern United States. It's believed to be the first fatal pedestrian crash involving the new technology. Police said a self-driving sport utility vehicle owned by the ride-sharing company Uber struck a woman walking outside of a crosswalk, near Phoenix. They say the episode happened overnight Sunday to Monday. Uber now says it has suspended its autonomous vehicle testing program across the United States and Canada. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.